crazy week ahead for me. I'm Val Palmieri, and I will be with you until 4 today, rocking some metal during my first hour and a variety of music during my second. Why the crazy week, you ask? I've been given the opportunity to interview Phil Demmel of Machine Head tomorrow while they're in town for their concert. There's still tickets. Get them. And I can't wait. So look for the podcast of that on my Facebook page on Wednesday. And coming up around 2:45, I'm representing Italy. And I also have a very, very special guest with me today. Special guest, please introduce yourself.
What's up? My name's Will.
And Will, you enjoy metal music, don't you?
Absolutely. I'm also very excited for this concert tomorrow.
Yeah, he's coming with me. He's excited. We go to a lot of concerts together. We've been to a lot of great concerts, haven't we?
Yeah, I'd say so.
You'd say so? What was your favorite one so far?
I'd say the most fun we probably went to was Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I also really enjoyed Clutch.
Yeah, both good. Both were this past summer. I think both of them were in July, if I remember right.
I think Clutch was like early spring, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be wrong.
Same time, pretty much. But yeah, so we're looking forward to tomorrow. It's going to be a great time. We're going to get to some new music now. This is New Mastodon, Black Tongue, and more with me and Will after this.
Oh,
Quiet Riot, Bang Your Head, rest in peace, Kevin Dubrow. Mastodon, Black Tongue before that, new from them. Love it, love it, love it, love it. So, Will, what did we do this weekend? We saw The Grey, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, The Grey was pretty cool, and I'd also like to let everyone know that Liam Neeson died.
No, he didn't. Okay, we had this argument all weekend, and he will not drop it. Liam Neeson does not die at the end. Okay, I don't want to spoil the ending, but based on what we saw, I think it's left open. He thinks he's definitely dead.
That would be correct.
Why do you think he's definitely dead, though, Will?
Just because the poem he kept reading throughout the whole movie.
Ooh, okay. So definitely got to check out The Grey if you haven't. It was number one at the box office, actually, this past weekend. Made $20 million, and I would say it's worth it. And it's Liam Neeson owning face, as he always does. I'd pay to see that a million times. All right, we got to go to a commercial break. Be back in about 3 minutes. There we go. That's the kind of music we want to hear, right? Absolutely. Much better. Much better. Makes more sense for the program, I think.
Yeah.
Will's kind of like, don't know what to say. That's okay. So what else did we do? This past weekend, we went CD shopping, didn't we?
Yeah, we found some pretty good albums that have come out fairly recently.
We did.
I believe that you found Lacuna Coil's new album.
I did. Dark Adrenaline. It's great, by the way. And I got the original artwork that goes with the album. There's only 3,000 copies left, the guy at the store told me. We went to the Exchange in Robinson. We like the Exchange, right?
Absolutely. They pretty much have everything you could ever really want to have.
Pretty much. Games, comics, CDs, and Munster's memorabilia. Just throwing that one out there. You saw how happy I was when I found that, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure what you'd do with a Herman Munster action figure, though.
That's kind of why I didn't buy it. But it was pretty cool. It was just cool to look at and see if they're still representing. All right, but one of those new albums that we found, this is one that I kind of found for you, Tear's latest, right?
Yeah.
Which we had no idea even existed, and we both love Tear.
I mean, that kind of stuff happens from time to time.
I know, I'm shocked. It's completely shocked. So we're going to play one of those new songs from one of the new albums. Can you just announce this name? Because this is such a great name, and I think you'd enjoy announcing this. Go for it.
The name of the song is called Shadow of the Swastika. Enjoy.
All right, we got a cool little bed going right there. That was New Tier with Shadow of the Swastika. I can't think of a better name for the song. Can you?
Not really.
Not really, and they're really good live, weren't they?
They're actually one of the better bands I think I've seen live. A lot of stage presence, a lot of excitement going up on there. So if they ever come back to town, go check them out, because I thought they were pretty phenomenal.
I would have to agree. They're all the way from the Faroe Islands, too. How many bands do you know from the Faroe Islands? I know one.
One.
Exactly. Exotic, cool, and it was a great show. So that was new stuff from them. What the name of the album? Land of the Thyme? Thyme? Do you remember?
Thyme, yeah.
Thyme? Okay. I was hoping I was saying that right. He's really good with Norse mythology, and that was a Norse character? No.
He was an ice giant.
An ice giant? That's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, over the winter break, Blake of As Days Fade reached out to me and asked for me to put his band on air. And I will, because I like them. As Days Fade is a four-piece metalcore band from Queens, New York, and they formed in the summer of 2008. They're heavily influenced by Avenged Sevenfold, 80s hair metal, and newer metalcore artists. Over the last 2 years, they've been taking over the Long Island metal scene, building a name for themselves through their crazy stage theatrics and playing shows at venues such as Vibe Lounge in Rockville Center and the Broadway Bar in Amityville. I wonder if they encountered the Amityville house. Nah. They've been recording a new EP featuring titled tracks Nothing Is Forever, If Only We Could, No Tomorrow, and Letting Go. So look for that out soon and check them out on Facebook and Twitter. Here's As Days Fade with Unholy Nights on 670 AM WPBJ. excited for tomorrow like none other. This is Machine Head Locust playing in the background right now. Can't wait. Can you wait, Will?
No, I'm pretty excited for it.
It's going to be great. I can't wait to tell all of you all about it, and I think we're going to have a good time.
Absolutely.
Definitely. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. This is 670 AM WPP. It's time for my favorite segment in the world. That's right, the Metal Country Feature. And today I am featuring Italy. So first up, from Milan, they just released a brand new album, Dark Adrenaline, last Tuesday. And I can't get enough of it. From that new album, this is Lacuna Coil with Trip Darkness.
I believe the mountain. like poison to the cold yellow stone. Every time I fall again, paradox that has no end. Like a vortex turning circles in the sand.
From Venice, you just heard Elven King with Poison Tears. I love that they're helping to develop Italy's folk metal scene. And I love that you corrected me on their pronunciation. Otherwise, I would have had no idea.
I'm glad I could help out.
Thanks. That's why you're here. All right. From Brunei, Italy, this is Graveworm with Hateful Design. Grave Worm with Hateful Design on WPPJ. It is about time for the Variety Hour. Can't wait. Are you excited? You've never been through the Variety Hour before. Are you sure you can handle it, Will?
I'm not so totally sure, but I guess I can try it out.
There you go. Good answer. Okay, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. You're listening to 670 AM WPPJ, the voice of Point Park. I'm rocking out again with Misfits headphones, I might add, at WPPJ on Mondays from 2 to 4 p.m. this semester. I cannot wait to bring you your favorite metal tunes for the first hour of my show.
And a variety of music during my second hour.
Let's just say my tastes have changed a little. But fear not, I'm still featuring the metal country each week during my first hour.
Be sure to catch me on Facebook
under the name ValPal on WPPJ. I'll see you there on Mondays from 2 to 4 p.m. online at WPPJRadio.com.